Hello everyone and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today we are in Psalm 75. We are halfway through the Book of Psalms and I wanted to start this episode with a prayer. So Father God, we thank you for all of the Psalms that we have read so far. We thank you for your words to us in the Psalms and thank you for teaching us and speaking to us through the Psalms. Thank you that you know our hearts, our feelings, our thoughts, and that we can bring our entire selves up to you, and that the Psalms teach us how to do that. In Jesus' name we thank. Amen. So let's read Psalm 75. For the first time, we're going to be reading it in the Amplified Bible, and the second time we read it, we're going to read it in the New Revised Standard Version. And this is a psalm of Asaph. And Asaph, you might remember, is the chief worship leader kind of guy. He's appointed to lead worship. So let's read together first from the Amplified Bible, Psalm 75. We give thanks and praise to you, O God. We give thanks, for your wonderful works declare that your name is near. People declare your wonders. When I select an appointed time, I will judge with equity, says the Lord. The earth and all of the inhabitants of it melt in tumultuous times. It is I who will steady its pillars. I said to the arrogant, do not boast, and to the wicked, do not lift up the horn of self-glorification. Do not lift up your defiant and aggressive horn on high. Do not speak with a stiff neck. For not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the desert comes exaltation. But God is the judge. He puts down one and lifts up another. For a cup of his wrath is in the hand of the Lord, and the wine foams. It is well mixed and fully spiced, and he pours out from it. And all the wicked of the earth must drain it and drink down to its dregs. But as for me, I will declare it and rejoice for ever. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked he will cut off, but the horns of the righteous will be lifted up. And now we read again, but this time from the New Revised Standard Version. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks. Your name is near. People tell of your wondrous deeds. At the set time that I appoint, I will judge with equity. When the earth totters with all its inhabitants, it is I who keep its pillars steady. I say to the boastful, do not boast, and to the wicked, do not lift up your horn. Do not lift up your horn on high or speak with insolent neck. For not from the east or the west, and not from the wilderness comes lifting up, but it is God who executes judgment, putting down one and lifting up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup with foaming wine well mixed. He will pour a draught from it, and all the wicked of the earth shall drain it down to the dregs. But I will rejoice forever. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked I will cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. So this is Psalm 75. And what is it about? Well, the psalmist starts off by giving thanks and declaring. What does it mean to declare? Does it mean to just say it out loud? Well, sometimes. But remember, this is the person appointed to lead worship. I think the declaration is a public declaration of his wonderful works. And he gives thanks because God's name is near. What does it mean if someone's name is near? Perhaps it means that it is spoken, that it is heard about, that it is all around. To be a household name, to be spoken well of and to be celebrated. Perhaps it is to mean that they are close, that they are intimate, but they are praising the Lord. And then we get a lot of talk about judgment. And for some of us, the talk of judgment makes us uncomfortable. We get the phrase, only God can judge me. Yet here we see that judgment isn't just talking about negative things, but about positive things as well. Not from the east or the west or from the desert comes exaltation. That means you can look around in the world, but it's not those things that lift you up. But God is the judge. He puts down one and lifts up another. We often think of judgment as just being condemnation and putting one another down. But actually, judgment is also making a good judgment and lifting people up. If you are hiring someone, you want to make a good judgment at who you employ, at who you promote, at who you lift up. This too is judgment. So judgment can be putting someone down who hasn't done so well in your business, or lifting someone up who has done well. Now, following God isn't a business. We aren't his employees. We are his children. And all are welcome to be his children. We shouldn't go looking for praise and to be lifted up in the world, in the east, in the west, or here or there. But we should trust in God's judgment. And remember that God resists the proud, but lifts up the humble. And yet, even knowing this, we need to tell people it. That people wouldn't just be stuck in their wickedness, that people wouldn't be stuck in their sins. Though, people are free to choose, and God never forces anyone to change their minds. And so whatever's happening around us, like the psalmist, we can rejoice. But as for me, the psalmist says, I will declare it and rejoice forever. And we know that the horns of the wicked will be cut off, and the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. And when I read this, I think, well, what are the horns that it's talking about? Because people don't have horns, or at least no people that I've seen. Perhaps remember that this is a psalm, that this is a song, and that horns would have been used in song. Horns would have been used by armies. You would have blown the horn to show your power, that you were arrived, to boost the morale of the troops, of the army, to encourage them to follow suit. So if the horns of the wicked are cut off, then all of their boasting, all of their noise, all of their look at us, let's go and let's attack, gets cut down. But the horns, the army of the righteous, will be lifted up. The cry of the righteous will be lifted up and heard. So let's cry out to the Lord. Let's blow the horn. Let's sing a song. Let's declare God's praise. Let's be humble and trust that God will lift us up. I'm reminded of David, who had opportunity to kill Saul in the cave and become king. But he trusted that God would lift him up, that he wouldn't have to do it by his own hand. Let's trust in God's judgments and rejoice in them. This has been Daily Psalm Reading. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you and goodbye.